So in a little minute, we are going to split into groups, into five or six people. And we are going to ask about anything we are worried about. And then we're going to pray about it, like the verse says. But I want us to pray in a certain way, and in a particular way, because this verse is a very simple way. And it's given an instruction. Let's read it again. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Can anyone remember what Adam was talking about a couple of weeks ago, in terms of cold and darkness? Yeah? He was saying that you can't measure cold or darkness. They're not actually something that you can measure. It's so cold, but you can only measure heat and light. What cold and darkness are the lack of heat and light. And so when it's really dark, there's nothing there. So the lack of light makes dark. The lack of heat makes it cold. And worry is the same. Is the name we give the lack of peace and the lack of knowledge of the presence and peace of Jesus. Worry is not really measurable. It's the lack of peace, the lack of knowledge of the presence of Jesus. This presence of Jesus is always here. That's why I'm saying is the lack of knowledge of the presence of Jesus, because his presence is always with you. It's our knowledge and our awareness of his presence and his peace and his love that help us not to worry. He is already there with you. So when you go into small groups, I would like and encourage you to not go with someone in your family. So mix a little bit, okay? So don't just go into a little group of your family and then just mingle. But the instruction in the verse was this. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. The temptation when we pray is to tell God what we think we need. And it's to tell him how to fix something. The temptation is to tell him our need and then our own solution. Actually, God, it would be really great if you could solve this in this way, through this person, in this timeline. Because that would suit me the best. And that is something that we can easily do. Because we're humans and we can see how things could work out. But we know that God's ways are higher than our ways. And he thinks a little bit differently than us. I know that each one of us in this room can think of a time when we prayed for something. And we thought, it has to be this way. I really hope God makes it work this way. And then God worked in a completely different, mysterious, beautiful way. And brought us there, or even further than we thought. But not in the way that we thought. Not in the way that we wanted. Not in the way that we told him to. The verse says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Tell him what you need. So it's going to be a very simple prayer. We're not going to be here for a long time. We are not going to explain to God where we are at, and he knows it all. So we're going to name whatever it's worrying you. We're going to thank God that he has already provided all that is needed. And then we're going to ask for his presence and peace to flow into the situation. These are the three main things that we're going to focus on today. We're going to tell him about the worry. Whatever is worrying you, tell him. But stop the temptation to go on and tell him how you'd like it to solve you. Instead, thank him that he has provided all that is needed. And then ask for his presence and his peace to flow into the situation. Because a lot of the times, the worry steals away. We worry so much before it actually has happened that steals away from before. We worry about something, and even though that thing might happen or not happen, we have used all this time worrying about it. And even if that thing that we were worried about happened, the worrying didn't really help before, did it? And when it doesn't happen, the worrying hasn't helped either. Worrying about it is just the lack of God's peace and our knowledge of God's presence. So the last thing we're going to do is we're going to ask for his presence and peace to flow into the situation. We are going to be filled with it. I have talked to a few different people in the last couple of weeks going through some very difficult things. And each time these different people in different situations have said to me, I don't know how, but I'm at peace. I don't know, I shouldn't be. Looking at the situation, I shouldn't be, but I'm at peace. I am okay. And I have experienced that, and it's a beautiful thing. And it's not being unrealistic. It's just being aware of God's presence in the situation, which gives us peace that we can't really understand. So let's separate into 5 or 6. Try to go away from your family. I mean, just for a few minutes. We are all family. Okay, try to go away from the people that you come here with and that you might go home with, and go to another family that you don't live with. We're going to pray. Okay, when you've got into a group, let's remind ourselves of the 3 things we're going to do. Name whatever is worrying you. Thank God for his provision. And then ask for his peace in the situation. Okay. I just want maybe one person to remind me what are the 3 things we're going to focus on when we pray, so we don't go into a complicated... It's a simple thing. And it's okay to be simple. What are the 3 things? Who can help me? Tell him what's worrying you. Thank you, Joe. Deborah, what's the 2nd thing? Yes, tell him what we need. Thank him for the provision that of everything we already have. And the last one? Ask for his peace and thank him for his presence. Okay. Let's do this for a few minutes together. It doesn't have to be long. Amen. Off you go. Okay. How did we find that? Beautiful. I think I was so much more aware of that temptation to kind of say how I want it to be solved, that being aware of it was really helpful. I'm just telling him my worry. We all have worries, right? Big, small, loads, not so many. We all have worries. Telling him my worries, but then immediately going and thanking him for the provision, it's such an antidote to going down the slope of worry. Going down to, but what if, and how? How is he going to do? I know he's done this in the past, but what about this thing? How is he going to do this thing? This is definitely bigger than what he's done before. And we can easily get caught up in that question of how is this going to be solved? So well done for doing that. I have seen some beautiful conversations and praying together. I think we're going to do that more often as time goes on. There was really... It's just beautiful to be together. It's beautiful to do it. I think it's good to do this on your own, but doing it together is just so powerful, isn't it? Being able to share with one another, being able to listen, being able to have someone there that you can say something that is on your heart, that is heavy, that is burdening you, and to have someone pray for and reminding you of God's provision. Yeah. So this week, did we do the notices? We didn't know. So this week we have... Life group, right? life group this week on Wednesday or whenever your day is. They are great times. Please get together. Please go to your life group. They're always good times. If you want to be a part of one and you're not one part of one yet, Margaret, she's right there. We would love to have you a part of our life group. And then also next week, it's not my birthday party, it's Adam's birthday party. So Adam is turning 21 on next Sunday. A few times. He's not turning 21. Oh, I'm not going to have a word with him then, because that's what he told me. So Sunday, 14th of April, is Adam's birthday, and you are invited to a bring and share lunch together along with a few games after our time worshiping together. We'll play a mix of games that everyone can get involved with. There is a food list to sign up at the back. This is very important, and this is not a polite British request, but this is what Adam's heart is, that please do not bring any cards or gifts for him. And we recognize that not everyone can be there, but every Sunday gatherings, we try to, you know, we try to balance life, and there's lots of things. So if you can't be there for 10:30, but you can come a bit later to celebrate Adam's birthday, he would love for you to be there. You can stay for lunch. Yeah. You don't have to come at 10:30, be a part of the whole morning to be able to come for lunch and the party. Adam would love for anyone to be there whenever you can make it. So if you want to sign up for food, it's there at the back. And I'm looking forward to seeing you all next week. For now, we're going to have some pizza, drinks, and just be together. Two pizzas each. Oh, I was going to say, I was like, I can't eat two pizzas, but I'll take you home. Two pieces each to start with. Two. Uno, dos. Be blessed and have a good week. No, 21. I thought it was 47.